This is Wade Rathke with the Chief Organizer Report on the charter school takeover myth shattered. Call it what you may, charterization, privatization, or whatever, the opposition of business and other elites to the public education system in the United States has gotten the kind of superficial analysis normally reserved for fashion trends and fall season television shows. The basic analysis is contentious and conducted at the high decibels of yelling voices arguing either that public schools suck, teachers are worthless and greedy, unions are obstacles, or on the other side, that schools are suffering from inadequate funding, poor physical plants, and systematic racism, abandoning many urban districts. All of which made it a relief to finally see a sober, factual analysis of the largest charter school system experiment in the country that New Orleans had been subjected to in the wake of the post-Katrina takeover of the schools. By Andrea Gaber, a professor at Baruch College of the City University of New York, published in the New York Times. Looking at the Recovery School District, as the charter takeover schools were called, Gaber finds this so-called experiment has meant that the reforms have come at the expense of the city's most disadvantaged children, who often disappear from school entirely and thus are no longer included in the data. Plain English, the charters only look good because they've been allowed to cook the books. Gaber quotes one of the few black charter school leaders in the city saying, "There were pretty nefarious things being done in the pursuit of academic gain, including suspensions, pushouts, skimming, counseling out, and not handling special needs kids well. This is the inevitable result of a system designed to teach to the test to survive. If you aren't willing or able to educate the children, then get rid of them so that they don't count against you in the scoring." What's going on? Gaber documents the following. After schools are taken over by charters, less than a third of the students in the previous school are enrolling, period. In the decentralized charter system, no agency is responsible for keeping track of all kids, meaning dropout rates are unreliable. An outside agency using census data from 2013 found that over 26,000 people in the metropolitan area between the ages of 16 and 24 are counted as disconnected because neither working or in school. Takeover schools that were rated F as failing once charterized become T for turnaround and thus are not counted as failing, nor are the 16 D schools. In fact, 40% of RSD schools were graded D, T, or F in 2013 and 14 school year. Most of the charter performance have been doled out selectively, mostly to pro-charter researchers, and much of the research has been flawed. She cites a humiliating incident last year when the Cowan Institute had to retract a study, claiming that most New Orleans charters were posting higher than expected graduation rates and test scores. Cowan had been the former head of Tulane University and unabashedly a charter cheerleader, including putting $1 million of Tulane's money in a post-Katrina charter that would give preference to the children of professors and employees. A Stanford University Center claimed progress with a flawed methodology that compared charter school performance to a supposed twin school, even though there are no non-charter schools in New Orleans now. African-American educators argue that the charter movement won't have any type of long-term sustainability without meaningful participation from the black community, which in New Orleans is over 60% of the city. It goes on and on, but Gaber's bottom line is worth remembering. For outsiders, the biggest lesson in New Orleans is this. It is wiser to invest in improving existing education systems than to start from scratch. Privatization may improve outcomes for some students, but it has hurt the most disadvantaged pupils. In a city like New Orleans and many other urban districts throughout this country, the public school system is populated with disadvantaged pupils and minorities. Time to stop proselytizing and start educating. This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.